What, Lucius? Ho!
I cannot, by the progress of the stars, give guess how near today.
Lucius, I say!
Would it were my fault to sleep so soundly.
When, Lucius, when? Awake, I say. What, Lucius?
Called you, my lord.
Get me a taper in my study, Lucius. When it is lighted, come and call me here.
I will, my lord.
It must be by his death. And for my part, I know no personal cause to spurn at him, but for the general. He would be crowned. How that might change his nature, there's the question. It is the bright day that brings forth the adder. And that craves wary walking. Crown him. That. And then I grant we put a sting in him that at his will he may do danger with. The abuse of greatness is when it disjoins remorse from power. And to speak truth of Caesar, I have not known when his affections swayed more than his reason. But 'tis a common proof that lowliness is young ambition's ladder, whereto the climber upward turns his face. But when he once attains the utmost round, he then unto the ladder turns his back, looks in the clouds, scorning the base degrees by which he did ascend. So Caesar may. Then lest he may prevent. And since the quarrel will bear no colour for the thing he is, fashion it thus, that what he is, augmented, would run to these and these extremities, and therefore think him as a serpent's egg, which hatched would, as his kind, grow mischievous, and kill him in the shell.
The taper burneth in your closet, sir. Searching the window for a flint, I found this paper, thus sealed up, and I am sure it did not lie there when I went to bed.
Put you to bed again. It is not day. It is not tomorrow, boy, the Ides of March.
I know not, sir.